What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today's Friday, March 24th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a second consecutive day of great Sweet 16 action and look toward a big matchup tonight, 9:45 p.m. in the Midwest region between Texas and Xavier. This will kick off at 9:45 p.m. on CBS. And currently, Texas is listed as a 4.5-point favorite with a total of 149. Now, going into this matchup, Xavier is 27-9. They're the 3 seed, and they just edged Pittsburgh 84-73 in round 2, covering as a 5-point favorite. Meanwhile, Texas is the 2 seed. They're 28-8, and they just outlasted Penn State 71-66, pushing as a 5-point favorite in the second round. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, if you read between the lines, looks like some respected money laying the points here with the Texas Longhorns. This game opened with Texas listed as a short 4-point favorite. And we've seen Texas creep up from -4 up to -4.5. Now, this movement is notable. Anytime you see any kind of line movement, it's notable. A half point really just can be evidence of respected money one way or the other. Of course, it's pro money that moves numbers. It's really not the public here. But what's really notable to me is not just the fact that this line moved a half point toward Texas, -4 to -4.5, but it's also the fact that the public is split down the middle. They don't know what to do here. They've seen Texas obviously be a powerhouse all year, only laying 4, not that big of a number when you think about it. But then also, Xavier looked really good. Obviously, their last game against Pittsburgh, but throughout the NCAA tournament. So how do you not take 4 points here with Xavier? However, despite the ticket count here being 50-50 right down the middle, we have seen Texas go from -4 up to -4.5. So typically when you see betting percentages that are split down the middle, 50-50 both sides, in a vacuum, a line really shouldn't move at all. If the tickets are even, there's no real reason for the odds makers to adjust the number one way or the other. However, it's not just the raw ticket count being 50-50. You might have the tickets that are split. You know, if you have 10 bets on one game, you have 5 bets on Team A, 5 bets on Team B. Theoretically, the action's even, but remember, the tickets might be even, but each ticket might be worth more money on one side versus the other. So that's really what we're seeing here with Texas, the fact that they're only getting 50% of bets, but if you look at our VSiN.com bet splits, the Longhorns are actually getting 65% of the money. So only half the tickets, but 65% of the money. That tells me that even though the tickets are split, the bigger, sharper, larger, wise guy wagers are going with Texas. And that really aligns with the fact that we've seen Texas move -4 up to -4.5. Pros are also expecting a bit of a higher scoring game here. This has been notable because if you've seen the total, it opened at 148. It's gotten steamed up to 149. Obviously, we've seen unders do great this NCAA tournament. Obviously, you had some overs hit yesterday, but in general, actually the overs were, I believe they were 3-1 yesterday across the four games. But you still have unders 36-20, 64%. You'd be up almost 22% ROI taking every under here. So I think the public, even though you had some overs yesterday, they're still seeing these unders do very well, but yet we're seeing quite a bit of contrarian over money come in on this game. Currently, the public is actually taking the under at a pretty high rate.
You're getting almost 61% of bets on the under. So the over's only getting 39% of bets, yet the over's getting 59% of the money. So that's a plus 21 smart money discrepancy. Low bets, higher dollars here in favor of the over. Also, it's a rare contrarian over. You know, typically when you're looking at a total, 9 times out of 10, the public's going to be on the over. If you're, you know, sitting down to sweat a game here, whether you're by yourself or with friends or out at a bar, it's more fun to root for points, right? You know, it's more exciting to root for a positive thing to happen, scoring a lot of points, seeing a lot of dunks, three-pointers. So there's obviously always a public bias toward wanting to sweat overs. It's just psychologically better to, or just more fun to sweat an over versus an under. So typically you're going to see the public bet overs. But there are rare occurrences here. It's almost like a fade the trendy dog play when the public loves favorites, but every now and again they'll love a dog, which creates value to bet a favorite. Well, it's kind of the same thing here with a total. Public almost always wants to sweat an over. Every now and again, they'll lean under. When they do, that creates a lot of value here to go the other way and bet a contrarian over. So it's kind of the only times here, a contrarian over, where you can actually be against the public and still root for points. So only 39% bets, but 59% money. The total has ticked up 148 up to 149. And we have seen Xavier, really good over team this year. They're 23-13 to the over. Both teams are averaging roughly 80 points a game on offense, and both teams do rank top 15 in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency. So two good offenses, contrarian over opportunity. I'd lean over here, and I also lean Texas here, laying the points. But move to Texas, move to the over, and a big matchup here. Sweet 16 Midwest region, 9:45 p.m. tonight on CBS.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward an earlier game in the Sweet 16 here. Miami, Florida, playing against Houston here. Currently, this one will be tipping off at 7:15 p.m. Midwest region on CBS. So you don't even have to change the channel between this game and the later game here right after it. But currently, we have Houston listed as a 7.5-point favorite against Miami with a total of 138. So going into this matchup, Miami is your 5 seed. They're 27-7 on the year. They just took down Indiana 85-69 in the second round, winning outright as 1.5-point dogs. Now they'll face the big dog, the one seed, Houston, 33-3. They just crushed Auburn 81-64 in the second round, easily covering as a 5.5-point favorite. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, looks like some kind of under-the-radar, sneaky, sharp money laying the points with Houston. Houston actually opened as a 7-point favorite, and we've seen Houston get bet up to -7.5. And again, any kind of movement is notable to me. As a data-driven bettor, you respect line moves because they're evidence of big wise guy money coming in, causing lines to adjust. Now, of course, you can move one way and come back the other. You can continue to go in one direction, but obviously you can't always predict the next move. Last night, you know, obviously you saw a lot of late money come the other way there, where the early move was on Michigan State, late move went to K-State. Same thing UCLA-Gonzaga, early move was UCLA, late move went Gonzaga. So of course, when you're looking at line movement, you know, monitor from open to close. But going off what we have right now, looks like Houston in a very sharp fade the trendy dog play. Houston went from -7 to -7.5. And again, all moves are notable, but typically Houston is a team that is very public and is obviously your one seed. They've been the number one team throughout the year, pretty much all year. However, Houston is not the public play here. The public is actually leaning on the basic obvious play here, taking the points with Miami. You've actually seen situation here where you're getting a majority of bets on Miami, Florida. Actually, to the tune of 70% of bets. So big, heavy public betting here on a trendy dog here with Miami. Public basically says, hey, Houston, you're a good team. We know you're a good team. But Miami, man, you give me 7.5 points with Miami. That's a lot of points. Take the points here with Miami. However, despite 70% of bets on Miami, why is this line going to Houston? It opened -7. It's up to -7.5. Why is the line going to the Cougars if 70% of bets are on Miami? Basically, if the public liked Miami at the start getting 7, why are the odds makers now handing out another 0.5, giving them 7.5? So this is kind of a fade the trendy dog play. Again, I like the gross dogs, the dogs that are super contrarian, look gross on paper, look like they have no shot. Those are the dogs that really present the most value. Again, public loves sweating favorites in general, betting the better team. They want to put their hard-earned money down on a game. They want to bet on, quote-unquote, the better team to come through for them. So there are rare occurrences, however, where the public falls in love with a dog, and that's what's happening here. So it really creates an opportunity to fade a trendy dog. The gross dogs are the ones you like. The trendy dogs, the ones that become popular, they lose their value here, and those are the ones I want to bet against. So it seems like a high line. Seems like an obvious play to take Miami, yet this line's going to Houston. So Houston is in a really sharp fade the trendy dog play, even despite the movement. They're in a really good contrarian spot, only getting 30% of bets in a very heavily bet primetime, extremely heavily bet game here, 7:15 p.m. So again, public's on Miami pretty hard, yet why is the line going to Houston? KenPom does have Houston winning by 8 points, so you're somewhat within that number there with Houston. And also keep an eye on the total here. It did lean under a bit, open at 139, you're down to 138. You might be able to find a 138.5 there if you do like the under. The under is getting 36% of bets, but 45% of the money. So public's over, yet this total has fallen. A little bit of liability to this under. But you know Houston plays at a slower pace and is fantastic on defense, only giving up about 56 points on defense this year. So a little bit of liability under and a really epic, gross, fade-the-trendy dog play in favor of Houston. I'm leaning toward laying the points there with the Cougars. In a big matchup, your 7:15 p.m. game here on CBS between Houston and Miami. March Madness and the return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I am officially on Houston. That's right. I'm going to lay the points here. This line seems way too high. I think there's a reason for it. Houston, again, open -7, up to -7.5. They're only getting 30% of bets. You never get Houston, this contrarian, with the reverse line move. Why is the line going to Houston if public's all over Miami? I smell a rat here. I'm laying the points with the Cougars in this spot. Also, I am going to take Texas, but I'm going to go Texas on the money line here. It's a little bit high of a number. I don't really like to go above -200 when I'm going money line in college basketball, but I did find Texas at -195. So I'm within that, you know, -200 range. And I'm going to give myself just a little bit of wiggle room. Again, they opened -4 up to 4.5. But I did notice KenPom only has Texas winning by 3. So I like the move to Texas, 50-50 bet split. Line shouldn't move at all, yet the line is going to Texas. But I'm just going to kind of back myself here, cover myself, and just say, hey, win the game. Don't worry about covering. So I'm on Houston -7.5 with Texas on the money line here at -195. I do lean pretty hard to that over. I think we might get some points here toward that Texas over 149. But I got one more bet for you. Let's go to the NHL. I got one play here. I'm going to go with the New Jersey Devils. Give me the Devils tonight, guys. Got them at -170 on the road at the Buffalo Sabres. Devils actually open at -160 on the road. Now they're up to -170. So you have about 10 cents of steam in their favor. I have a lot of system matches here on the Devils. If you look at sweet spot big favorites between -170 and -220, they are 69% this year with a 5% ROI. If you look at both teams missed the playoffs last year, just take the favorite, 65-39, 62% this year. Road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous season, 65%. And then a road favorite sweet spot. If you're a road favorite between -150 and -200, you are 92-42, 69% with a 9% ROI. So good steam, a lot of line movement here toward the Devils. Both teams are pretty much equal offensively. They're averaging 3.5 goals a game. But defensively, big difference here in favor of the Devils. They're only giving up 2.7 goals per game versus 3.8 for the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo's really struggled here. They're 2-10 their last 12 games, so really in a rut here, looking to bet against them. Also, you look at the Devils, really good team this year, but they've lost 4 or 5. They're looking to get back on track. To me, this feels like a get-right spot for the Devils. You look at the Devils as well. They're 31-18 as a favorite. They've actually been fantastic on the road, better on the road than at home. They're 26-5-4 on the road, one of the best road teams in the NHL. Flip side, Buffalo, only 21-28 as a dog, and they've been actually really bad at home, 13-20-3 at home. You also look at the penalty kill, 82% versus 72% in favor of the Devils, and big matchup here, or big advantage in terms of the goaltending. Likely going to be Vitek Vanacek. He's got a 2.49 goals against average. Likely going to play against Craig Anderson, a long veteran here, old veteran. He has a goals against of 3.07. So advantage in net, better penalty kill. Buffalo's really struggled here. Devils have as well, but looking to get back on track. A good team that maybe is just trying to kind of right the ship here. And they're going up against a team that is very bad defensively. Devils great as a favorite, awesome on the road. Buffalo bad as a dog, bad at home. I'm going with the New Jersey Devils here. Give me the Devils. Got the Devils at minus 170. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, March 24th. But reminder, if you want more VSiN in your life, easiest thing you can do is sign up for the newsletter. VSiN.com/newsletter. It costs you nothing. It's free. All you got to do is just hit submit, put your email in, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then you'll wake up every single morning to great sports betting coverage, letting you know what's going on in the market that day. And of course, in particular at VSiN, looking at all the breakdowns, best bet picks, all the articles you need from our great team of writers here, getting you excited for each day in the market and hopefully helping you to win some bets. We'd also love for you to become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Great promo right now, only $19. It's our MLB intro offer. You'll get all the best bet picks sent directly to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, and those great DraftKings percentages, which once you get the DK percentages in your life, that's going to be a page that you start to bookmark and reference multiple times throughout the day. So I love that resource in particular. But also, at least, follow us on Twitter. That costs you nothing as well. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the Sweet 16 here tonight. We will have the VSiN Market Insights pod coming out later today around 3 o'clock. Should have a couple more bets for you, some updates on the Sweet 16 games. Probably add in an NBA player or two, and then hopefully add a couple biting plays, UFC, in the arena. Looking at a really big card for tomorrow. So probably have some UFC bets in the Market Insights pod later today. But enjoy the sweats. Have a fantastic weekend. Morning Bets, obviously, will be back on Monday. I would hope you have a great day, great weekend. Good luck. Enjoy the nice weather. Starting to feel a little bit more like spring here in Boston. So I got to do some raking. That's what you do in New England. Once spring comes around, you got to get ready for the better weather here. So a lot of raking this weekend for me, and sweating and betting on sports. But enjoy the sweats. Have a great day. Good luck. Good weekend. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because as the wise man of Easton likes to say, that's what it's all about. Have a great Friday, Friday, everyone. Good luck.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.